Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is The Aware Lust, and it's been a full month since I've joined GWA. And honestly, it's been quite a wild ride. Really, it's been incredible. It's been terrifying, but most of all, it's been an amazing learning experience and an experience of discovery, most of all. If you don't want to listen to this 23-year-old just ramble on about her life and her discoveries here, then you can just go ahead, totally fine, no problems with that. But before you go though, I just wanted to say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for helping create a community like GWA, making it easier for me to not only express my emotions but also express my sexuality and discover all of this in a safe environment. And yeah, it's been a really great first month so far, and I know that part of that is because you the listener, has helped in one way or another make it happen in a community like this. So yeah, now that the thank yous are done, you can just go. I mean, you don't need to listen to this, but I do need to express myself, and yeah, you can go. It's completely fine. If you are staying, then know that you can leave whatever anytime. So yeah, I also like really wanted to let you know that I actually recorded this last night. I recorded a version of this last night, but it was like an hour and 30 minutes and there wasn't really any substance. And I know this is a ramble, but since this is like a very special one for me, I felt like there needs to be some substance, or you guys need to leave with, you know, something, right? So I scrapped that one and I'm back in the mic and recording something. This time I have like a general outline with me so that I don't like lose myself just gushing about everything. Yeah, so with that being said, let's get started with why I need to do this. To know that, I think we do need to talk a little bit about how I was brought up. Like, I was raised to be a Catholic, right? And not just like, you know, going to church every Sunday kind of Catholic. I was raised to be a Catholic leader. That meant me being the church leader, the leader of a choir. I was a pianist for not just the schools, my Catholic school's First Friday masses, but also the pianist for the local community choir. Like, I could just step into the church and people would still recognize me and ask how I've been and ask if I still am with the Lord. That kind of, I had that kind of a reputation going for me in the past. And it's not just being a Catholic though. I was also raised to be like an alpha female. Because my family is matriarchal, mostly matriarchal, not extended family, like my grandmother is like the head honcho of the house, like of my clan, if you can even say it that way. She's like the boss of the family. And my father took much from my grandmother, so I guess in our family, on our side of the family, it's a little bit patriarchal. But I was still brought up to be like an alpha female, if that makes any sense at all. Doesn't matter. Anyway, their idea of being an alpha female is not only a woman who had like perfect grades, excelled in extracurricular activities, and someone who is determined to be successful and always to be on top and always to beat her own record, or to like be a better version of herself than yesterday, that kind of thing. Always, always, always improve. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that's actually a pretty badass thing to, badass way to live, to always just look upon yourself and find different ways to improve, right? But that also meant that, but being an alpha female also meant that you have to keep your emotions in check. And you must never open up to anyone. You must keep it all inside. Like a fucking Elsa from Frozen. That's actually why I hate that film. Because, ugh. like, you have to keep everything inside of you. You're not allowed to express yourself. I was looked down upon whenever I cried. People didn't like it when I was angry. People didn't like it when I was overly excited about anything. And even though I was allowed to have like hobbies and passions, I was never really like, every time I'd be giddy and excited, and you know, they would always tell me to calm down, relax. That is not how you're supposed to feel. Like, you're not supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to show that you're too happy about this. Those are like actual teachings to me. And I was also taught that opening myself up would, you know, bring the risk of getting hurt, of getting taken advantage of being manipulated. And that is partially true, but it was always to the extremes. I was a kid, you know. Kids need to express themselves one way or another. And I wasn't allowed to have crushes. Every time that I would mention a boy in school, they would be up in arms and just, really? They just questioned me and just, you know, like a goddamn interrogation room. And that also meant that I wasn't supposed to fall in love or, you know, to have a boyfriend. Duh. Because of the same reasons. They always tell me that I should just focus on myself, which is a good thing, but, you know, it's always taken to the extremes, right? So you combine those two things together, you get a Catholic and you get an alpha female, and then the icing on top of this ridiculous trashy cake. Hold on, I actually left my game. I was actually playing Dark Souls before I started this recording. I was thinking that I could play Dark Souls while talking, and then, well, that's stupid of me. You can't play Dark Souls while doing anything else. But yeah, the icing on top of this ridiculous cake of shit is that at a very young age, I knew more about the female anatomy than my classmates, my peers, like those in my age group. Like, by that I mean, I knew already of the pleasures of the flesh. I knew how to touch myself. I knew what I should do to, you know, give me those pleasurable sensations. And it sucks because you grow up and you learn that. And you want to be able to do that, but you're knowing that you'd be shamed for it. It sucked. It tore me apart. I have a war in my head that's still going on now. That started ever since I was in like 10 years old. That war is still going on in my head right now, as I post audios, as I listen to audios. There's still that raging war in my head telling me that you're really not supposed to give in to these things. Like, really? So yeah, it's tough, and it gave me warped, twisted perceptions of men, of women, of sexuality, and of myself. To me, and I'm just gonna shorten this because this is gonna be a long, like, you might realize that I may need therapy after this. I'm gonna shorten this part. Men, I thought men were amazing. well, not amazing, but like, I thought that I was supposed to act like a man, be like a man, minus the sexual desires. Women are supposed to, you know, act like men, you know. Wait, let me rephrase that. Women must desire to be like men. To be like men because they think differently, they're always on the right track, they are never fazed by emotions. That's how twisted I thought. That's how twisted my perception was. And women who would flaunt their sexualities and their emotions were weak. I would resort to slut shaming. That's very true, and I'm quite ashamed of that until now. They're weak, they're fragile, and they don't deserve success in this world. And at the same time, when it came to my sexuality, or to myself, that there was nothing sexy about me, there was nothing appealing about me, except my brain and personality. Right. I mean, you get what I mean. At least physical-wise, there's nothing. Like, I didn't think I was sexy. I didn't think people looking at me, telling me that I was attractive, good-looking when I was a high school student, you know. I didn't think any of that. I will always think that that's bullshit. Like, you know, please don't waste your time on me. Please don't waste your time on trying to get into my pants. I'm not gonna do anything. I would only open up on my sexuality for one person, and that was my best friend, who's my high school sweetheart. It was only with him. The rest, no. Just, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to deal with how attractive you are with me. Like, I don't believe you. I don't give a fuck. It was only with my best friend / boyfriend, because we had, I was able to trust him a lot, so there's that. So yeah, growing up with those twisted perceptions was difficult, and they manifested into twisted ways, right? So every time I would express myself, every time I had the privacy, and I was in the mood, I would write erotic fanfiction. My first erotic fanfiction was when I was 14, which is fucked up if you think about it. Like, how the fuck would a 14-year-old learn about sex and write about it, right? Every time I would write erotic fanfiction, or I would touch myself to erotic literature, I would fucking shame myself. Like, I would berate myself, I would punish myself. And that meant that I would punish myself, as in, I would cut myself, but not in the wrist, it would always be in the upper thighs, because, you know, it was hidden. I basically mastered hiding my feelings and my emotions, and if you talk to people I know, they would always call me like some sort of a high-functioning robot. But actually, I'm just someone with deep-seated issues who can still function properly. But yeah. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, I would also resort to slut-shaming. I would get really resentful towards the women who, and towards like my classmates who were able to express their sexuality, who were able to get boyfriends, who were able to flaunt, you know, they know what they have and they flaunt it because it gives them confidence, or they're confident about their bodies. So I would feel resent towards them, and I would slut shame them passive aggressively. I was bullied and was the bully at the same time, because I was just weird. I was this non-emotional freak of nature who got good grades, who was Catholic, and, you know, did so many extracurricular activities, it's like I didn't have a life. Which I think is quite true, I didn't have a life. If you ever ask, like, don't you have a life? That is the experience you get when you don't have a life. So, I think you can imagine now just how torn I was and how torn I still am. I've gotten rid of the slut-shaming mentality, thank God, because when I got to college, I got to learn different perspectives, and that has helped me that has helped me a lot in getting rid of the slut-shaming. But what still remained was the shame and the fear that I have in expressing myself, in expressing my desires and sexuality and all that. But the funny thing is, and this might be a little TMI, I lost my virginity at 15. I freaked the fuck out, almost had a mental breakdown after that. And then the next time I had sex, I was 21. So that sucks. It was really a tough time, and it still is a tough time for me to express myself. So anyways, fast forward to last month, a week before I came up with Throwaway or Lust with my account, I was going through AskReddit, and there was a question about how blind people masturbated, and of course, you know, it piqued my curiosity, and I was like, hey, yeah, that kind of makes sense, how did they do that? So I clicked it, and the second answer was just a link, r/gonewildaudio, and I was like, what is Gone Wild Audio? What? That's interesting, that was an interesting subreddit. I had a little bit of an inkling because I was into ASMR, which I would listen to on YouTube, and for some of the animations, some of the cartoons, not cartoons, like animated films and animes, I had like a particular, I didn't call it fetish at that time, but I was a huge fan of particular voice actors in games and in anime. My favorite voice actor in Japan in anime was Noriaki Sugiyama. He was basically the guy who voiced Sasuke Uchiha or Uchiha Sasuke in Naruto, and I forgot the other one, Ishida Uryu from Bleach. So yeah, he was my favorite. He was my favorite voice actor, and anyways, before I go away from that, so it piqued my curiosity, is audio, huh? I've never thought about that. So obviously, reading the comments, it was audio porn. I was like, I never thought about that. It's like, is that like reading literature out loud in sexy ways? So, and then two usernames were like a link there, and the first one was Bourbon Meat, and the second one was Entre Shot, and there was a description of like there was like a review, I guess, of Entre Shot, who said like if you're into MDOM then you listen to him, and I knew what MDOM was because of all the fanfiction I've read, and so I was like, okay, well, I am kind of into MDOM. And then there was also a mention that he was British, and well, we all know that British is like the, you know, one of the sexiest accents. I'm still into Irish though, sorry. Irish and yeah. Sorry. So I listened to Entre Shot, and then sparks flew. I mean, like, there wasn't a connection, but you know what I mean? It was like my whole, like, an entire world was revealed to me. Like, I described this to my boyfriend, I was like, it's a whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. Something like that. I don't know why I randomly burst into song, but it was like, yeah. It was an incredible experience listening to that first audio. And it was, in fact, the Incubus audio, which I drew inspiration from for my Succubus audio. So, that was great. but yeah, and then I also listened to Bourbon Neat after that, and then after that it was just like one voice actor to another, and even I was even listening to voice actresses because I wanted my boyfriend to, you know, discover this world with me. I would actually look up different voice actresses like Belle in the Woods, Eve's Garden, and Aster_4, and I listened to it and I was also like, wow, this is amazing. Like, even women would do this. This is one thing that I never imagined I would experience. I never imagined this existed. Like, and it was sweet relief for me because it worked so well on me, and it was like a safer place for me to like explore my sexuality and to like indulge in my desires. It was a safe place for me, and so it was like perfect. It was perfect for me, for someone who needed to hide her emotion, for someone who needed to keep things in check, to listen to these audios and get turned on by it and not worry about people seeing me watch porn or whatever. And it was also perfect because I wasn't really into porn. I was into reading literature, and I was in, like, if I ever watched porn, it was, and I didn't realize that at first, it was because I loved listening to both male and female sounds, like the moaning and the groaning and all that. And I never watched straight up porn. I would always watch something that had a build-up, and most of the audios on GWA, of course, as we all know, had build-up. There's the occasional ramble thought, but still, there's like she or he would communicate with you and tell you what's on her mind, so there's still like a story there, and it's not just straight up, you know what I mean. So there, it was great. It was I was completely, like, my mind was blown. But it didn't end with that. So I've listened to these voice actors and these voice actresses, amazed by their setups, their voices, the sounds that they make, that was the reason, you guys were the reason why I started exploring, like learning different kinks, learning different relationships, I guess, or roles, and exploring those. But what also made me join was after listening to a couple of Avalon's audios, which just showed the widest range of roles. Like I haven't explored much yet, but I think he has the widest roles, like widest range of roles. Like he would do M-sub, M-dom, cross-dress, DDLG, other things like rape audios, and it would always be with the most twisted premises, like the rape seminar and the why don't you love me back, or why don't you love me. And then there's the, you know, the mind control type of shit that was crazy, off the wall, scary, but also creative. And then after listening to a couple of his audios, I was like, fuck. It wasn't just about exploring audios now. In my mind, I was now thinking of expressing myself through audios. Because I never wanted to be like a theater actress. I knew what I could do with my voice, but my issue would always be expressing, like putting those expressions onto my face and onto my, like, you know, channeling it through my body and my face. And that is always the comment with most of my professors and teachers who were in, you know, who were in theater. Like, you have an amazing voice, but you can't express yourself, and you can't let yourself go in terms of your body and your facial expressions. So that was a problem. I was only good for, like, oratorical contests, never declamation ones. So anyways, going back to the acting, I was like, wow, I would really be interested in doing something like this, because it wasn't just exploring anymore, it was also expressing myself. So I said, yeah, why don't I, like, the impulsive side of me thought, you know what, why not do something like this, why not read scripts, why not. Well, there was a reason why not, of course. There's the risk of me getting caught, there's the risk of me ruining my reputation, which I've carefully built over the past 3 years of my career. I am in a very public setting most of the time. You know, I run the risk of being discovered, and all that, but there was this gut feeling inside of me that told me, like, there was this voice in my head that told me I should do this. Like, this was my, this is what would help me, you know, this is what would help me explore, express, I keep saying it, you know, but you know what I mean. Like, this would help me in my life. So, I posted a verification, and in my mind I was planning, okay, I'll do this for a month and then disappear. I'll post my verification, I'll just do, like, erotic poetry. That's it. I've spoken to my SO about it, and he's like, it's completely cool, nothing wrong with reciting erotic poetry, it's just like your days of, you know, being the oratorical contestant to beat, I guess. Nothing, you know, it would just, like, be a more mature version of me when I would be on stage and recite speeches. But as we all know, that never happened. we didn't go according to plan. As I ramble here, I know that I won't disappear for a while. I know that I'm gonna keep doing audios. And obviously, I never got to stick to just doing erotic poetry. I had a long conversation with my boyfriend after I realized that I wouldn't just do erotic poetry. But he's okay with that now. Anyways. I first posted my verification, and the response was heartwarming and overwhelming, and it scared the shit out of me. I think if you guys could remember, I still stumbled along that verification. I, like, some of you even noticed an accent, which I was taught to hide. So a part of me was scared that, oh shit, people found out I have an accent, now I failed, you know? Is another product of twisted perceptions. And there was, like, what? I can't count how many comments you guys made, but you guys were all telling me, not just welcoming me, but you were telling me I had a nice voice, I had a lovely voice. And that was the first time when I felt, shit, people think my voice is sexy? The fuck? Which is weird, because, you know, the reason why I decided to just do erotic poetry was because that was the only thing I could do. I knew that was the only thing I could do. I felt like it was the only thing I could do. But yeah, the verification got, like, fucking 90 upvotes, Jesus Christ. And it scared me the next day, and I was panicking, and people were in my inbox giving me scripts, sending me dick pics, asking me to Skype them. It was both harassment and praise, and I didn't know how to handle it except to ignore the harassers and just, you know, think of something to do because at this moment, I already knew I was in too deep. So I looked for a script, and it was a script that I remembered from Avalon. It was the Just a Voice script. He did the Just a Voice script from Tarkus Trooper, I thought it would be a great idea, because then I would be able to choose which roles I wanted to play, and you guys would be able to, you know, give some pointers and all that. And the response, as compared to the verification, was pretty bad, but, like, I don't remember, like, there was, like, only a handful of comments were telling me, you should do FDOM, or, you know, you could also do a good, DDLG, you know, you could be a little girl, audio thing, do thing, what? That thing. And that script, I really enjoyed doing that script. It was stressful because, as you can hear, planes and dogs as I'm speaking this, it was stressful to record. But I really enjoyed it nonetheless, because getting into these different characters was a thrill for me. Like, it was like unlocking different sides of myself, unlocking different desires. It was what made me look into my kinks more, I guess. So yeah, because the response was lukewarm, I was a little bit unnerved, but at the same time I was thankful, because that meant the pressure was off. The pressure to do something, to come up with something amazing, was off. So it discouraged me, but it was both a relief at the same time. So yeah, and then I did a poem from FYFR, and it was more challenging because I didn't know the direction. I just went with the flow, and she liked it, and I was ecstatic that she liked it, because that meant I was doing something right. And so when I got 10, 12 uploads, whatever, I was like, in my mind, I was like, okay, great, now I could just do my thing in peace, right? So I came up with the idea then to do an improv, and it was a fantasy of mine, like, when I was in college. It was a cheating fantasy, but it was basically, like, in my mind it was still, like, I was cheating on somebody for my boyfriend. It's crazy. And then, I suddenly get, like, I got a lot of positive feedback from that. It was like, okay. Because when I did that improv, I was just really letting myself go. Like, that was one take, and it only took me 30 minutes to come up with something. And it was just like one go, do the thing, record the thing, post it, done. And then people were, you know, there was a lot of positive feedback. It's like, hey, improvs are kind of cool, you know? And improvs meant that it was just me. There was no pressure to do a script properly. There was no pressure to excel at something. It was really just, you know, express yourself in the purest way you can, because it's improv, right? So there it was. When I got good feedback, I kept going. I kept doing improv. So the next one was the best friend, friends to lovers thing, which was funny because I've had that fantasy as well, but the idea came from me listening to Avalon's Why Don't You... You know, his best friend turned rapist audios. But of course, because I was, you know, I don't think I have the guts to go rapist mode, and I couldn't put it into my imagination that I could overpower any guy, because I'm small, I'm kind of skinny, so, you know, I could never think of a way for me to overpower a man physically. So I did like the gentlest version, and people really love that. And then, you know, I was, like, emboldened, I guess, to keep doing improvs, one improv after the other. And then I looked back at the Tarkus Trooper script, and then I remembered how people loved F-Dom, and that was when I struggled a lot. Because I'm an F-sub in real life. F-Dom is something that I, as I said, it's not the case, it shouldn't be the case, actually, but I keep thinking, like, I can never overpower a man. Because at the same time, I never thought I was sexy enough to overpower a man with just, you know, with just my sexuality. And it was tough. But I did it, and people liked it, and yeah, it was cool. But it also made me realize that I wasn't ready for an F-Dom audio. So I went back to the normal, gentle version of me. And, you know, something that I realized, by the way, of doing this is that emotions became what I'm good at. The irony of, you know, someone who is not allowed to express herself in public, who has done, like, who has broken down without anybody knowing, who has hidden her issues with, like, no one has ever called on to me, no one has ever called me out and said, hey, do you have issues? Are you having problems? No one. I would consider myself, in the public eye, a master of hiding emotions. And the irony here is that the audios that people liked and the audios that I enjoyed doing were my emotional ones. The oh, let me take care of yous, the soothing voices, the dramatic emotional roller coasters, that thing. So, I mean, it makes me happy to know that that's what I'm good at. That something I'm not allowed to do outside is something I'm really good at in private, I guess. Yeah. And from then on, so I wasn't actually supposed to talk about the F-Dom part until later, but anyways, it's there now. From then on, from learning what I was good at, which was emotions, to all that, I became more comfortable with doing the things that I liked and not caring anymore about my own numbers, not just, you know. And like, the only thing I would care about is if people actually gave feedback, which is great. And it would like I would get PMs telling me that, hey, you know, you did really well here, but you can also do this, or you can probably try this with different audio software so you can come up with something better. Those things, that ones, those I relish. All the rest are cool too, but you know. And as I slowly, like, let myself go here, some of you might notice that I became incredibly impulsive. From this nervous verification, I became super impulsive. I remember this April Fool's Day, I woke up, listened to Submiss's James Bond parody, and I also listened to Not Who Rose Thinks, Doctor Who-ish times, you know, like the MM4F audio that he made, where there were like two of them, and then you know, other shenanigans. I was listening to like three audios of April Fool shenanigans. I actually thought, hey, I mentioned I do hysterical singing or hysterical lyric reading, but what if I do hysterical rapping? And in like 5 minutes, I open my laptop, set up the set up my mic, got opened the lyrics to Lose Yourself and just rapped while, you know, playing with myself and doing my little tricks down there. So yeah, it was quite the liberating experience for me, from like being so nervous and doing scripts. I still do scripts. I mean, I'd love to do more scripts, but, you know, doing scripts, then being doing improvs, doing whatever the hell I want with those improvs, you know, and getting really good feedback in return, and then going crazy and doing hysterical rapping, and even prior to that, just ramble fapping the fuck out of myself so I could give myself the best orgasm. That was just bam, 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 bam. Every single audio, one after the other, just was liberating. And it was also what made me realize that I'm not gonna stay just for 1 month here. I could do this longer. I could do more. It was just, yeah, you already know that. And it wasn't like, and doing these audios as well, it helped me discover, doing these audios and listening to these audios, of course, it helped me discover, like, the kinks that I may or may not be into, like, you know, not just discovering, like, for example, I may or may not be into DDLG. I still cringe the fuck out of, like, I still cringe when people say daddy. Like, when I hear someone say daddy, or, you know, even when I did the Tarkus Trooper script and I said daddy, I was like, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, you know. But the dynamic of that the relationship of, like, being taken care of is still, in a way, MDOM, so I was still kind of into it. Rape, I already knew I was into, because I'm the type of person who is always in control outside, and I would like to lose control inside, in the bed. What else kind of kinks? FDOM is something I would revisit from time to time, because I know I said I'm F-sub, but a part of me wants to be FDOM. Like, listening to other women do FDOM, like, Belle and Aster and Eve and who are the other FDOMs? I've listened to very few FDOMs, but I know most of the FDOMs that I listen to I enjoy, because, like, I would be in spectator mode and with my, like, pom-poms in my head saying, "You fucking go, girl. You bring him to his knees. You do your thing." You know, that kind of thing. And I think that's a kink. Is that a kink? I don't know. Anyway. What else was I into? What else do I think I'm into? Of course, with FDOM comes M-sub. You know, I've had a couple of people send me private audios of them, like, begging when I did the FDOM audio, and I was like, wow, you know, I can actually be into this. So, those things. I'm still discovering one by one, and learning more of the dynamics of different sexual roles as I listen to audios, and as I talk to people in my inbox, like, the feedback, like, thankfully, after the verification, the dick pics and the rude messages were, like, I mean, I probably only get 5 per post now, so it's not so bad. But I would have guys come up to me and talk to me about different, like, their experiences, how I've helped them go through rough times, how I could probably improve, and I've, like, asked for help from them as well. It's like, okay, I don't know how FDOM works. I want to have power. I want to be, you know, I want to be able to do some of the audios I've listened to, but I can't, because I just feel like it isn't in me to do it. Like, I want to do these little crazy improvs in my head, but I can never think of a setup, I can never bring myself to actually push through it. And so some of them would actually give me pointers, would actually give me tips, like, you know, a lot of guys are actually okay with a woman being crazy possessed by desire, so just let yourself go. And I'm trying to do that slowly but surely, and, you know, so from listening to getting feedback to just really reflecting on the audios I've made, I think I've I think I've made tremendous progress in in exploring my sexuality, which should bring me to the second to the last point here. And that was, here comes the kicker, right? Oh, by the way, before I go there, if you guys have any tips at all in tapping into these different roles, please do share them with me, and you know, sharing with me, please tell me how these dynamics work. Please tell me how an F-dom feels when she's dominating someone. Because I feel like I lack the real life experience with sex to like, you know, do something. Perhaps the only F-dom thing that I could do is like crazy, possessed, I just want to have sex kind of F-dom, but I don't know. Anyways, yeah, just please share some tips with me, because I would really love to know what to do. So anyways, as I discovered these kinks, like just a few days ago, I realized something. And this is an experiment. I don't know if it's going to be an experiment. I will definitely do this because I want to see how this works. I want to do M4F scripts. Like, not gender bend them. Like, I've gender bent two scripts. One from Tarkus and then this next one from Penny, which I will record probably tomorrow evening when I have more time. Anyways, I want to do M4F scripts without gender bending them. Like, and this came, this was a big shock to me, because, well, not really a big shock to me, it's like more of a, really, do I really want to do this? Because even in the past, when I'm with my girlfriends, they would act like I'm their girlfriend just to scare away other dudes, and there was a rush, I would always be thrilled to do that. I would always be, yeah, sure, I could be your lesbian girlfriend, let's do it. And I had no qualms whatsoever dressing up like a dude in different occasions. I remember my boyfriend was asking me to attend this evening party, and it was a black tie event, so women were supposed to wear gowns and men were supposed to wear suits. And I told him, can I just wear a suit? And he was definitely okay with it. Because, you know, I just liked dressing up. As I mentioned earlier, you know, there was this desire in me to be a man, to act like a man. Probably not grow the parts, but, you know, to feel that way. So, I was talking to my best friend and my boyfriend about this. I was like, I want to do an M4F script. There's already a particular M4F script in my mind. It's from Mac_Cottle. Cottle, Moondance with Me performed this already, and Fitzgerald. It was the rich CEO jerk scenario. I want to do that. I'm probably recorded right after the Penny script. Anyways. And this is something very new to me, and this is something I don't know how it will work, but I do really want to work on it. And this is something that I also as I slowly reflect on me doing this, like as I said, I won't take away the parts, the physical parts. There are lines talking about the speaker's cock, and I will say it out loud, and I will pretend that I am that man. As I say that, I'm now starting to think of how I view my gender, because I would say I'm bisexual, right? But I don't know what this is now, and I'm slowly, you know, this is a new thing that I'm gonna discover for myself. But if you have any insights, have any of you ladies ever considered just doing an M4F script? Is it normal? I mean, is this something a bisexual would do? I don't know. Gender is fluid. Gender is fluid. I have to always remember that gender is fluid. Anyways, as I reflect on this, I realized then that most of my scripts were always based on guys' audios. The best friend scenario, based on Avalon. Avalon's best friend to rapists scenarios. The succubus audio, based on Andra Chat's incubus audio. The office F-dom audio, based on... Sorry. Based on Super Secret's blackmail M-dom audio. So, my mind is blown again. And even the penny script? The penny script is supposed to be M for F, but I'm gender bending it because I love how the men express themselves there. So that's a new thing, I guess. That's a new this is gonna be like a new chapter for me, just discovering if I'm into M for F. Like, or if I wanna, do I wanna be a dude? Or is this just temporary? Or is this just for sex? Or is this just because of the power play involved here? I don't know. I mean, you tell me if you've ever had this experience. Please let me know. I feel nervous about doing this. I feel nervous about jumping into and doing like M for F. I don't even know how to tag it if I post it. Like, is it M for F? Is this F for M? I don't know. Is this M for A? F for A? TM? Oh wait, TM for F? I don't know. Should I just tag it as a... Should I just add Futanari tag? Implied Futanari? I don't know. So this is new to me. This is freaking me out, but at the same time, this is new to me and I'm excited to try it out. And I know that I wouldn't be able to try it out with you without you guys. There are a ton more audios and roles that I want to play. F-Dom will definitely be on my list. And other scenarios, like... There's this script from Galanthea. It's based on The Witcher. And... You're basically Yennefer, and you're talking to Geralt, and that just, like, I wish I had the accent to do that. Accents probably don't matter, but I will still do my best to come up with something, to do that script. There are a lot more scripts and audios and improvs in my mind, that I'm excited to do, and I'm more, like, it is a joy for me, a great joy for me to be able to do this in a safe community, in a community that's very supportive of just going for it, in a community that's so friendly and heartwarming and so sweet, and like, we're a bunch of oddballs here. We're weirdos, all of us are, and like, perhaps someone from the outside would look into this and say, you guys are weird, but at the same time, I have never learned so many things about different cultures, different ways of expressing different sexualities than here. Like, the people I talk to in my inbox, like, sure, they'd start off with some casual flirting, but what they know and what they experience and their perspectives on different things are amazing, are eye-opening, and the audios that you listen to, the way they make you feel different things are mind-blowing. It's just learning and discovering, like, one day after another. And so, yeah, I guess the next thing for me would be unlocking and really tapping into these different characters that I want to play, and doing well at it, and getting into M4F and discovering what the hell is up with me, and yeah, and just participating more. I want to write scripts, but the first time I wrote a script didn't really go well, but I can do that. I can do it again. I can give it another go. I won't be discouraged by, you know, I won't be discouraged anymore because... well, there is still that fear. As I'm saying, I'm still gonna be freaking out, but you know, there is still this fear of it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's about everything I want to say. This is 55 minutes, so way shorter than an hour and 30 minutes, and I think that's... I think I was able to express everything that I wanted to express already. Take a shot every time... Listen to this again and take a shot every time I say the word express. You might die. yeah. So, with that being said... I'm still trying to remember if I missed anything. Yeah, that's it. With that being said, I want to thank you everyone for listening to this long-ass audio, for this ramble-ish thing. Thank you for making my first month in GWA an awesome experience of learning and, you know, getting to know myself and getting to know other perspectives and getting to know other views. I'm still quite naive, I would say, as compared to many of you. But I look forward to, you know, getting rid of the ignorance, getting rid of the hate, getting rid of the fear, of getting rid of shaming myself for doing this. One day, if I ever do get discovered by people outside in real life, I don't know how I'm going to react, but all I know is that I'm not gonna I have no regrets at all. No regrets. Except for my really bad username. So yeah, that's it. That's it, really. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Really, an incredible experience so far. Yeah. So that's it. I'll talk to you guys later. I may post an audio I don't know when. But I will post an audio soon. And I will post more. And yeah, that's it. This is Throw Away Your Lust, the girl with a bad username. The girl who gave Lust a bad name. And I'll see you guys soon. Bye.